you think maybe you're feeling like, you know, it's too hard. It's too hard. I want to encourage you. Keep going forward. Don't give up now. Amen. Don't give up now. As Sister Kayla said, if you've been serving the Lord for one day, you've served him too long to go back. I want to tell you, if you serve the Lord for 1 minute, amen, you've served him too long to turn back and to go back. All right? Amen. Stay true to the Lord. Amen. Jeremiah, amen, chapter 20 and verse 9 is where I want to read to you a verse that's probably you're aware of. Jeremiah 20 and 9. Jeremiah 20 and 9. You know, Jeremiah suffered a lot of things. He went through a lot. He was a weeping prophet. He was a man that did not see a lot of victories in his ministry, did not see a lot of success in his ministry. He saw the more he preached, the more they turned away from God, the more they went into captivity. Amen. The greater the sins of the people of Israel. Jeremiah, a weeping prophet. Jeremiah, no doubt, had opportunity to get discouraged. He had an opportunity to give up. He had an opportunity to quit. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse 9, Jeremiah speaking said, "Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire, shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay." Amen. He said, you know, he had this, I said. You ever talk to yourself? Man, what Jeremiah was experiencing was a lot of outward pressure. Things on the outside that was attacking him. Amen. A lot of things that were attacking him from the outside. A lot of pressure that was coming against him. Tribulation, hardship, maybe ridicule, persecution. We know that Jeremiah was even thrown in a dungeon. We know that he was carried in captivity. He experienced a lot of things. Jeremiah, he felt had a lot come on him. And at one time, it must have got to the point that he says, "I'm tired of it. I'm weary of it. Hey man, the external pressure is getting to be too much. The external pressure is building up and it's about ready to overwhelm me. I'm going to quit. I'm not going to speak anymore. I'm not going to say no more. Hey man, I'm through. I am done. I am finished." You ever been there? You ever felt that the external pressure was just mounting up, amen, to the point that you are about ready to cave in under all the pressure that was being put on you? Amen. All the pressure of just everyday life, pressure of sin, pressure of temptation, pressures of trials and tribulation that come against our life. Amen. Sometimes the pressure is great. Oh, Satan likes to pile the pressure on us. He likes to give and pull all the pressure. He likes to give criticism, right? Feel like everybody's against you. Feel like the whole world is coming down upon you. All of the external pressure that you are feeling. And sometimes you feel like I might as well just give up. Oh, you could have handled one trial. You could have handled two trials. But what happened was it started coming in the boatloads. Amen. It became one you was being attacked from every side, from every front. Amen. You were being attacked from every direction. Amen. And then it became so much you felt like, what's the use? I might as well give in. I might as well just quit. I might as well just stop. Amen. This is no reason to stop, church. Hallelujah. Amen. External pressure. External pressure. Wow. Amen. The external pressure that comes upon us. Amen. Just because we live in a wicked world. Every day you have to rub shoulders with sinners. Every day you have to be around the wickedness of this world. Let me tell you what, that's a lot of external pressure that comes upon us. Amen. Oh, you have to be around people that don't talk right. They don't live right. They don't act right. Amen. And they pressure you and they ridicule you and they make fun of you and they criticize you. Amen. They offer it to you. They tempt you. They allure you. Amen. Can I tell you, there's a lot of pressure on the child of God. A lot of pressure that mounts up on us. Amen. And what happens is over and over and over again. You could have handled the first temptation. You handled the second temptation. You was all even all right with the third. Amen. But it kept coming and kept coming and kept coming until you felt like, I can't handle it anymore. I'm about ready to cave in. I'm about ready to quit and throw in the towel. Amen. I can't live it like this anymore. And you're ready to give it all up. External pressure. External pressure. Jeremiah knew what it was. Amen. Jeremiah knew what it was. In one place, he talked about how the floods of the waters had almost overcome him. Amen. He was in the miry pit and the waters had almost come over his head. Amen. Let me tell you, he knew what it was to be drowning. Amen. To be overflowed. Amen. With the troubles and the tribulation of life. Amen. External pressure. External pressure. Amen. External pressure keeps mounting and mounting until you feel like, I cannot take it anymore. Jeremiah, he's a man of God. Jeremiah is a prophet. Jeremiah, he's supposed to be super spiritual. Jeremiah, you know, he's supposed to, you know, come out of the phone booth. Super Christian, super child of God, super man of God. Amen. That's what he's supposed to be. Amen. But it don't always work that way because a lot of pressure, amen, comes to bear on every one of us. Amen. That's trying to live for God. Amen. I can guarantee you, you'll have a bunch of pressure on you. Have a load on you. Amen. Sometimes it's multiple things. It's sickness, right? It's trouble. It's temptation. Right? There's the pressure. Amen. You begin to get anxious, get worried. Amen. You get nervous. You get depressed. You get discouraged. Amen. What happens? Oh, I can't do it anymore. I'm ready to quit. I'm ready to quit. I'm ready to give it up. Amen, all this coming upon me. Amen, sometimes we forget. Let me just tell you, sometimes when all that pressure's mounting on us, amen, we forget how bad it was when we were serving the devil. We forget how bad it was in our life. Amen, when we lived for the devil. Amen, but right now, when all the pressure's coming on you, you say, what's the use? I can't do it anymore. I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit. Jeremiah said, I'm throwing in the towel. I'm going to quit right now. What's the use? Hey, amen. There was an external pressure that was pressing upon him. But when I read that verse, I read on, and there's another word. It says, but his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. Shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. You know what happened? There was also an internal pressure. Deep down inside of the bones of Jeremiah, the prophet. Amen. Deep down inside. Amen. I've been reading and studying on the bones. And let me tell you what, in the bones through Scripture, there is some wonderful things about bones in the Scripture. Amen. But when I came across this verse, let me tell you what. Amen. Jeremiah said, there's something shut up in my bones. There is something from deep down inside of me. Amen. Something started stirring deep down inside of me. A pressure started building up deep down inside of me. Amen. You know, we have there's hundreds of volcanoes all over the world. Hundreds of them. Most of them sit silently all the time. Amen. Some of them, you might see a little bit of smoke coming up from them. But what we don't see is what's going on way down deep into the core of the earth. Amen. Where there is a pressure that is building up, a pressure that is beginning to mount.
Amen. That is starting, the pressure is getting so intense. The heat is getting so powerful. Amen. That one day soon it's going to build until it cannot contain itself anymore. Amen. Let me tell you, inside of you, amen, the presence of God, amen, deep down inside of your heart. Amen. If you'd stop and quit thinking about all the external pressure for just a moment and begin to look inside and see, amen, the internal pressure, amen, that's beginning to build up inside of you. Amen. It's by the power and the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. It's building up inside of you. Amen. It's down deep in your heart. Amen. It's not going to stay. It's not going to go quiet. It's not going to be still. But it wants to erupt out of you. Amen. To the glory of God. Amen. An internal pressure that is building up. Amen. And notice what he says. Notice what he says. Deep in my heart is a burning fire. Deep inside of my heart is a burning fire. Shut up in my bones. Hey, amen. You know what? It can only take so much. Your bones can only handle so much. Amen. Come on. Your bones can only handle so much, and eventually, hey, amen, it's got to come out. He said he was shut up in my bones. Amen. I could not forbear. Amen. I could not stay. Amen. I couldn't hold it back anymore. Amen, church, amen, those of you that is feeling so much external pressure, amen, realize that there can be an internal pressure inside of you. Amen, what did Paul tell Timothy? Amen, stir up the gift of God that is in you. Hallelujah. Amen, when you begin to think about the goodness of God and the blessings of God, something ought to stir up inside of you. Amen, what did the men on the road to Emmaus say? Amen, as Jesus talk to them, did not our heart burn within us? Amen. Something began to stir inside of their bones that they could not contain it anymore. Amen. I believe that an internal pressure, amen, can overcome an external pressure. Amen. To overcome the trial, the temptation, the tribulation, amen, that's overwhelming you right now. Hallelujah. Amen. It's building up inside. Building up inside. Hallelujah. I mean, there's something about those bones, right? Something about what's deep down inside of you. Man, we read about the man of God, the prophet Elisha. He died and was buried. And then there was sometime later a battle being fought. Man, a comrade fell in battle and died. The enemy was approaching, so they saw a tomb. They saw a cave. They took the body of their friend, not knowing where he is at. Threw him in the cave. I can see that dead body, bloom, 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 rolling down the incline of that cave. Bloom, 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 bloom. Amen. And it came to rest upon this old bag of bones. Dead, right? Dead. But the Bible says that, amen, when he touched the bones of Elisha, he came back to life. Amen, let me tell you what, there was something shut up in those bones. Amen, that the enemy could not overcome. Amen. There is something shut up in his bones. The power of God. Amen. Let me tell you, church, amen, there can be an internal pressure, amen, that is inside of you. Amen. Brother David, what do I have to do to have this internal pressure? Amen. The external pressure is overwhelming me. I'm about ready to crumble under the pressure. Amen. Why don't you just lift your hands and start by worshiping God? Amen. Why don't you begin to give him praise for the good things that he's done in your life? Praise him for all the times he has healed you. Praise him for all the times he delivered you. Praise him for all the times he brought you out of temptation and tribulation. Amen. Give him praise for that, and you'll feel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I don't know. I'm not going to give all the information here, but, you know, Some of you have heard about those works bombs, you know. Take a 2-liter bottle, some chemicals, some other material, put them in the bottle, screw the lid on tight, shake it up, and run. Do not forget step 4. What happens is pressure begins to build up inside the bottle. There's a chemical reaction, and something acts as a catalyst inside of that bottle that begins a chemical reaction that begins to build pressure. If you watch the bottle from a distance, it begins to expand. You know what's happening? The pressure is building from the inside. The pressure is building from the inside. It will continue to build pressure and build pressure as it begins to expand and get bigger, to the point that the material, that 2-liter bottle, that plastic material, the 2-liter bottle, cannot contain what it is holding any longer. The pressure becomes greater than what is containing it. The pressure inside the bottle becomes greater than the external pressure that is pushing against it. Amen. And so therefore, because that internal pressure begins to build, it suddenly explodes. Amen. I want you to know, amen, that you can have an internal, amen, pressure that builds up inside of your life. Amen. That will break out, amen, to overcome the pressure that you're under right now in your life. Amen. Stand with me if you would. Pressure. Pressure your finances. How many of you feel pressure financially? Pressure because of sickness? Pressure because of tribulation and trials that you're going through right now? Pressure because of the problems of your life that is just beginning to weigh down on you. Weigh down on you. Temptations. Devil's tempting you over and over and over again. Now's the time to start stirring up the gift of God.
Yes,
that is
it. Yes, it is. Amen.
Amen. You say, but it's dead inside of me.
Oh, have your way, Lord.
The pressure's too great. I don't know. It's there. Deep down inside of your heart.
Oh,
amen. As you begin to stir up the gift of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let that pressure begin to build to such a point. Amen. That it explodes in your life.
Oh, hallelujah.
Let's bow our heads for a moment if we would.
Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus.
Maybe you're
Have
here
your
tonight.
Way, Jesus.
And because of the pressure
hallelujah.
That you were under, maybe you've already felt like you've collapsed and crumbled and gave up. Maybe you've already given up and you feel like that you've failed. Maybe you feel like because of the pressure, you've already walked away from God. You've already given up on the Lord. And you say, Brother David, it's too late for me. It's too late for me. And I don't believe so. Because I believe that deep down inside of your bones right now, amen, when you came into this service and the Spirit of God started moving in this service, some old feeling that you had years ago deep down inside of you began to stir. Something that you've experienced long ago, amen, suddenly began to stir inside of you again. Amen. You thought it was long gone. You thought it was long dead, but now, amen, here you are right now in this service tonight. And something began to stir inside of your heart. That old feeling deep down inside of you. And I tell you tonight, that's the presence of God. Amen. He never left you.
No.
He never
no.
forsaken you. Amen. He's here with you tonight. You may have walked away. You may have forsaken him. You may have turned away. But God has never left you. And when we started singing those songs about victory. Victory in Jesus. Amen. Something began to stir inside of you. Amen. When somebody stood and testified and talked about, amen, the change that God had brought into their life, suddenly something began to stir inside of your heart again. Amen. When the choir was singing, amen, something was stirring in your heart. When the Spirit of God was moving on individuals, amen, something was stirring in your heart. Can I tell you what it is? Amen. It's the gift of God that was shut up in your bones. Amen. It's building pressure. Maybe you feel like already, amen, that you can't hardly contain it anymore. That you need to get to an altar and you need to give your life to Jesus Christ. You need to get to an altar and you need to call out to the Lord. Amen. With our heads bowed right now. Amen. Why don't you just lift your hand and say, Brother David, would you pray with me tonight? I'd like to make it right. Hallelujah. I'd like to make it right. Is there another that'll lift your hand? Amen. Say, pray for me. Pray for me. Hallelujah. You're feeling that building up inside of you once again. Amen. And you're ready to experience something in your life. Amen. You felt like the external pressure was overwhelming. But now tonight in this service, you felt something beginning to build inside of you once again. Amen. Just slip your hand up and say, Brother David, pray for me tonight. Pray for me tonight, Brother David. Pray for me that God would help me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, church. Amen. I know you're under a lot of pressure sometimes. Amen. But why don't you focus on what's going on deep down inside of your heart tonight? Amen. And stir up that gift. Amen. As we get ready to come to this altar, those that lifted your hand, if you'd like to come first, amen, we'll open this altar for you first to come so that you can find a place at this altar, and then we'll call for the rest of the church to come. Amen. But I want to give you an opportunity. If you lifted your hand right now, just step out and come to this altar. Let me pray with you tonight. Let me pray with you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, let the gift of God be stirred up inside of you. Amen. You felt it here tonight. You felt something inside of you burning in your heart that you could not contain it anymore. And you can't wait to get to this altar. Amen. To call out to the Lord Jesus. Now's the time, right now. Amen. Would you come? Would you come with us? Hallelujah. Amen. Church, why don't you come right now? Amen. You can, those that lifted your hand, why don't you come with us? Come with us right now, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So far from you, Lord.
heartbreak.